Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Theological Insight, March 25th, 2026. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2:2. Few words in Scripture carry as much meaning and importance as the word propitiation. Though unfamiliar to many readers, this term stands at the center of the Christian understanding of salvation. To understand the gospel clearly, believers must understand what propitiation means and why it matters. 1 John 2:2 uses this word intentionally to explain how God deals with sin in a way that is both just and merciful. Propitiation describes the act by which sin is fully dealt with through sacrifice. Scripture teaches that God is holy, righteous, and good because of His holiness. God responds to sin with rightful judgment. This response does not arise from anger that is uncontrolled or unfair. It flows from God's goodness and His commitment to what is right. Sin damages what God created for good, and justice requires that this damage be addressed. Propitiation affirms that sin carries real consequences and cannot simply be ignored. At the same time, propitiation reveals the depth of God's mercy. God does not require sinners to resolve their own guilt or bear the full weight of judgment themselves. Instead, God acts on their behalf. He provides the sacrifice that justice requires. Jesus Christ willingly bears the judgment sin deserves so that forgiveness can be offered freely to those who trust in Him. This truth shows that salvation begins with God's initiative, not human effort. The potency of propitiation lies in its completeness. Jesus does not partially address sin or temporarily cover guilt. He fully satisfies the demands of God's justice. His sacrifice accomplishes what sinners could never accomplish on our own. Because of this, forgiveness rests on a firm foundation. Believers can approach God with confidence, knowing that sin has been dealt with fully and finally through Christ. Propitiation also guards the gospel from misunderstanding. It keeps forgiveness rooted in truth rather than emotion. God's mercy does not minimize sin. It overcomes it through sacrifice. The cross stands as clear evidence that God takes sin seriously and loves sinners deeply. Justice and mercy do not compete at the cross. They work together in perfect unity. Understanding Jesus as propitiation shapes how believers view the cross and their relationship with God. The cross represents a deliberate act of redemption. God planned it, Jesus accomplished it, and the Spirit applies its benefits to those who believe. This truth invites believers to live with humility, gratitude, and assurance. Because Jesus is the propitiation for sin, forgiveness is secure, grace is sufficient, and hope stands firm. Reflection questions. 1. According to the Theological Insight, why does God's holiness require that sin be fully dealt with? And how does propitiation address this need? 2. How does understanding Jesus as the one who bears the judgment for sin strengthen a believer's confidence in forgiveness? 3. In what ways does the idea of propitiation shape how you view the cross and your relationship with God on a daily basis? Memorization reminder. Read 1 John. 2:2 aloud 3 times today, once slowly, once at a normal pace, and once from memory as best you can. Do not rush. Allow each phrase to settle before moving on. Remember, memorization is not about perfection, but about faithful repetition and growing familiarity with God's Word.